Unfortunately, Gabriel will not be back. Crowell had some travel logistics issues, so he got hung up a little bit. So he'll be back. We just don't know if we'll make it for any part of practice.
We expect Gabriel back for the game?
Mm-hmm. Both. We expect both.
But the injured guys are also out?
Yeah, anybody?
Mac.
Yeah, Mac. They'll probably do some limited work today. Mac and Thomas.
Any do you expect them to play Sunday or
yeah.
Any worries?
No worries, either one.
What about Duke, Mike? Had some on the bike yesterday.
Yeah, we're just being cautious with that one. Don't give him much. I mean, the this time of year, you know, the game plans are pretty tight. He's stuff that he knows. So it's risk reward. You can have him practice it, but if it's stuff that he knows, you know, it's rest is the best thing for him right now. But we think we don't foresee an issue with Duke. I mean, it might come down to the wire again with K-1. He's going to practice again today in a red shirt, and you know, he's hopeful he can go as our way, but we'll have to see.
Marcus Peters, what's made him so successful so early, and was he on your radar at all in the draft, even though you'd taken Justin last year?
No, highly thought of from looking at the football grade part of it. He's got that cover corner skill set. I know what Bob's looking for and Sutton's looking for in corners, and that didn't come as a big surprise to us. You know, that's one of those on draft day, like, yeah, that one makes sense, just because you understood the scheme fit. But here's a guy that can press. You know, he plays bigger than he actually is. He's got a good sense of timing, does a good job getting hands on. He's having a good year for him. He's been solid. I know he missed some time, but no, he's done a good job for us filling in. We've played him more at the middle backer spot at the mic. We moved Carlos some out because of Carlos's ability to cover tight end. So we've played Carlos more on the edge, more. Essentially at the Sam spot at times. And Craig's tough. He's downhill. He tackles well. When he's been in there, he's graded out well. Yeah, he did. He did. There was progress there, but he'd be the first to tell you it wasn't enough. But it's still, at least he's trending in the right direction. The injury stuff was a setback, but we're all hopeful that he could use what momentum he has from this season, and it's critical. And we're kind of in that process now of talking to all of our players, and it's critical for a lot of guys, Justin included, how they plan to spend. I mean, because it's just the league rules, they're not here. And it's sometimes it's how they do in the fall depends on what choices they make, where they want to spend, who they want to train with, where they're going to be in the spring. So, that's part of the kind of year-end process for us as a staff to visit with everybody. Hey, where are you going to be? What are your plans? We're still allowed to communicate with them, but we're not allowed to do anything from a coaching standpoint. So this is an important time for everybody to kind of cast that.
Are we allowed to work out in this building during that, mm-hmm. But you can't talk?
Well, we're getting ready to renovate, so there won't be many guys working out here. We're going to have to get creative with the weight room. Will be open for a stretch of time, but that'll get shut down for a little bit. The training room will likely have to move down to the stadium to rehab the guys that are the guys that are coming off of, whether it's season-ending injury, surgery, whatever it is. The rehab guys will be down at the stadium for a chunk of time while we're working on, because the majority of this first floor is going to get gutted when the season ends. No, not necessarily a recommendation, but just I think everybody works better with a plan, and that's we like to lay out a plan for all of our guys. And you don't want to just wake up the day after the Pittsburgh game and be like, oh, hey, we need to have a plan. You got to give some thought to it, but you hate to take your focus off of a given opponent, but that's part of it. So we did some work as a staff on that at the bye, and then as the season winds down, it's a matter of getting our players individually and making sure that they can assess themselves. What did they do well this year? What did they not do well? What do they have to work on? And then kind of compare that to our opinion. Hey, you might think this, but here's our opinion. Hopefully those match, that they know their shortcomings are how we see them, and they have a good understanding of what they need to work on. But we'd like to have all of our players leave the building with a plan to, to get better and show up here with a great head start in April.
Mike, are you set at your guard spots with Pastor on the left and Irving on the right? Is that how you're going to?
Yeah, that's how we practiced it.
I mean, I know Monday you said you were going to discuss.
Yeah, we did. We felt it was best to how we ended the game. Keep Austin at left. He's logged some good reps there, and Cam throughout everything had gotten more reps on the right side than on the left. So we'll keep it that way.
I'm curious to see. I know I think you spent a little time there training Cam, but what Cameron or can do at center.
Yeah, I mean, got a Pro Bowl center here on the roster. I mean, he's gotten good reps. We have a lot of college tape of him playing center, and we have a lot of practice reps of him doing it. So we feel that potentially, we don't know that for sure, but that potentially is his best position. But just time will tell.
I don't think we talked to you about the field goal team. It looked like Joe Thomas was in there this past Sunday instead of Irving. Was that just
we've reshuffled. Jamie Meter had to go in and play some of that too. When Greco went down, that opened up a spot. And I thought the guys that filled in did a good job.
So that, I mean, is it fair to say that was because the kicks were getting blocked?
No, I just think I mean, it's probably a better question for Taves because he controls that lineup. But he is constantly in shuffling that, trying to find the right. Especially if you are having issues. But he I know he cross trains a lot of those guys to those different spots. Typically, we don't have Joe on it. But I know with the injuries, whether it was when you lose Petonio and Greco, two guys that were on it, then that forced his hand a little bit. Good. We'll see. We haven't finalized the. It's still a little bit fluid with Crowell and Gabe and the injuries. We haven't really settled on the final 46 yet. That more likely will happen Saturday morning. So we'll have a better sense then.
Like, do you guys practice tomorrow?
We do not. We do not. What we did is we lengthened yesterday. We lengthened today, and then we lengthened Saturday. So we end up getting the same number of reps over the course of those 3 days, same amount of meeting time. But just it being Christmas, go ahead. Instead of trying to take the morning off and then, okay, let's come in from 1 to 5 and that whole deal. I've done it places I've been. I've done it both ways. And, just given where we are, it just made sense to go ahead and load up on Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and give the chance. We talked about it in the meeting. Take tomorrow. Stick your head above water for a second, and reflect, recharge, refocus for these last two, and hopefully we'll have a positive result on Sunday.